Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? A rough, rough game for the 49ers. They lose on the road to the Texans and kind of made the Texans look like contenders. It was very weird from the start. The game just never got going. It seemed like the 49ers were just very exhausted or tired. And you played against one of the worst offensive lines in all of football. They go out and put up over 450 yards total offense, score at will, did not punt till the fourth quarter. I mean, just absolutely dominated. And it wasn't just that the 49ers defensive line was bad. Nobody was tackling well. Coverage was soft. I really thought, like, how much can you, quote unquote, blame Robert Saleh? I don't really know the answer to that. He's playing with nobody. There was one point, Damo Kwanu gets carted to the locker room. Four out of five of the top defensive ends are out. You had two more defensive tackle injuries. Even though Alfred Collins came back late, Jordan Elliott was out. Dean Winters was out. It was just like, you're playing with stress. We talked about it. So we praise Robert Saleh a lot of times whenever he can do great things without the functional tools. I thought that there were a lot of very questionable defensive calls today that really bothered me. It's second and five in the fourth quarter. They bring in an extra offensive lineman. So six offensive linemen reporting as eligible. And we switched to nickel after they personnelled it. They run for 20 yards. Like, why would you switch to nickel against extra offensive linemen? It's weird. Why were you playing soft, over-the-top shell, cover three quarters, which is who the 49ers are? But, like, you can put keys in to, look, we're not going to give up the slants all game. We're not going to give those up. But you just showed them so much respect, these wide receivers. They were playing on backups. And even though you were playing with soft shell over the top, you still got burned deep. Jair Brown gave up a touchdown deep. Yet another touchdown deep. I'm not sure who got beat. They weren't really showing a lot of the replays here in the stadium. It was very frustrating. I've got to go back to watch the tape. And that's what we're going to do this week. Like, we're going to break down the tape. We're going to help you understand why everything happened. A lot of it is injuries, but the scheme was not sound. Coverage was soft. Coverage was loose. So many just unguarded wide receivers, eligible guys wide open. There was a third down and four play where they did bunch trips. We telegraphed man early. All three wide receivers at bunch trips were open because we ran into each other. Miscommunications from linebackers on a wide open touchdown. Safety play, not good. It was bad. So we're going to go through and watch all that. Plus this week, this Wednesday, which, man, we need you guys. We're going to have our all Jerry Rice here Zoom hangout Wednesday, this Wednesday on the 29th from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Come join us. If you haven't signed up yet, 7-day free trial. We'll post our bets. We'll post the film. We'll have all that up there. Now, offensively, yikes. You did not get a first down until the very end of the second quarter. You got dominated 2-1 in every field. Total yards, passing yards, rushing yards, time of possession, first downs. 2-1 against one of the worst offenses that have injuries stacked at the wide receiver position and offensive line position. It's weird. It just was weird. Now, Mac Jones, I didn't think had a good game. He didn't get a lot of help. Juwan Jennings continues to be a huge net negative consistently. Now, he made that one incredible catch. The one catch he shouldn't have made, he made. It was on third down. Maybe that's why. But Juwan Jennings continues to be terrible. The very first drive, like, he made sure that drive could not go structured with that penalty, right? You go out there, finally get a first down, but he has, why are your hands up around the face blocking on the perimeter? Gets that face mask, had two massive drops, had some missed blocks, made a couple catches that were key late, but it's just like, man, that is not consistent play. Jordan Watkins, comes in the fourth quarter. Why he was out there, I don't know. He ran a great route. Drop goes through his hands on, you know, third and long. You got to punt it. You're down two scores, and you got to punt with 8 minutes left in the fourth because it's fourth and like 13. And I saw after that, too, Connor Colby, after that false start in the fourth quarter, they pulled him. Maybe he got injured. I don't know. But Nick Sakel was out there late. This is, I think, three or four games that Connor Colby has had a false start in the fourth quarter on a fourth, third or fourth down. Like, you've got to figure some stuff out. Brock Purdy, you got to get Brock Purdy back. You got to get Brock Purdy back. Mac Jones, he's played heroically well. And if you told me Brock was going to miss, what is this now? Six games? And look, you went 4-2 with a backup quarterback. Every team in the NFL would sign up for that on the spot. Hey, you're going to have your backup play 6 games? Well, if you went 3-3, you'd be happy. You go 4-2. Was this a good Mac Jones game? No, it wasn't. The interception late. It was a 50-50 ball, way underthrown. You got to put more. The rule on that throw is if it's long, you're not wrong. If you're short, you're going to get hurt. That's just the way it goes. It was short. Juwan Jennings kind of fought for it, but that ended the game with that interception. It was done at that point. And there were so many ways. Like, it's not all negatives. 49ers special teams was badass. Like, you don't give out game balls in losses, but if I did, Thomas Morstead. That was one of the best 49ers punting performances, which we're highlighting a punter, not great, but that dude downed them inside the 23 times, 2 inside the 10. He was unbelievable and helped a struggling defense that just couldn't help themselves so many times. So I thought that was key. Kickoff returns were working well. I don't know how we didn't get a field goal opportunity. We couldn't even get to midfield at the time, but special teams, I did think, like, overall, I thought that they did really, really well. I did. Now, it's funny. We took 49ers plus 11.5 on our spread. So, like, hey, we did the teaser that got paid. I hope you bet with us. If you didn't or if you haven't started, it's not too late.
You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week 1 and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ER. The regular season is wrapped, and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, Honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Yes, let's go.
All right, I want to talk about this, Colin. Shout out to Nothing But Niners, Mike. You're the best there is. Is it worth rushing Purdy back if he isn't mobile? Behind this offensive line, no. Like, I don't want to rush Purdy back. And I have no problem if Max starts next week. Like, I would not be upset by any stretch at all. Like, that, no worries. Because whenever you look at just what, like, you can win with Max. Next week, you're playing the Giants, another quality defensive line. They do not have the secondary or linebackers that we saw today. But, yeah, if Brock can't run, I'm not starting him. Like, I don't care if we have to wait 2 to 3 more weeks. But, I hope, like, if Brock Purdy can run, if he can plant off that back foot, if he can scramble, you start Brock Purdy as soon as you're ready. What it seems like you travel with the team, practice is on the up and up. That's improving, so I think that's huge. But, no, do not rush him back with what Matt's doing. And, like, you didn't help Matt today. Sky Moore runs a post route. Mac throws an incredible ball. Sky Moore never even located the ball. He's just out there freaking watching butterflies in the middle of the field. I don't know what the hell that dude's doing. You throw another, his, by far the best Mac Jones pass this year. Hits Juwan Jennings in the hands, and he pops it up like a freaking hot potato. Incomplete pass. Juwan Jennings had a 40% catch rate for the year, and he stayed on that pace. So many negatives. So I don't want to rush Brock back. I hope that's not coming across, but this is a better team with Brock Purdy. Like, that is just what it is. Now, you get Ricky Pearsall back. You get some of those. Whatever. Like, you need more help. The offensive line ain't going to change. And look, you know, we have talked so much about how Kyle Shanahan is always at his best whenever he's playing against his disciples, right? His coaches. Dude, D'Amico was the best coach out there today, and it was not even close. That 49ers offensive line could not handle at all. Will Anderson, like, what's crazy is I saw Myles Garrett had, I think, 5 sacks today or something like that. NFC or AFC player of the week for sure. Will Anderson, like, defensive player of the year performance today. That dude beat every single one of our offensive line. He beat Hennessy. He beat Colton McKivitz. He beat Trent Williams. He beat Connor Colby. I don't remember seeing him get a rep against Dominic Pony, but we'll go through the tape. Like, Will Anderson destroyed everybody that he went up against. It was not even close. And Trent was banged up. Like, you saw Trent was limping off to the sideline. Almost every single drive was not right. Connor Colby gets benched. Matt Hennessy got exposed. Colton McKivitz, you know, coming off last week, I thought was one of his better games. Definitely was not there this time. Definitely was not there this time. So that there's some issues. Obviously, we're all talking about issues. Like, you get beat that bad and exposed that bad by a 2-4 team. This is what the NFL is this year, though. It's a matchup-driven league where sometimes you're going to get exploited. And the Niners were not ready from a player standpoint, from a scheme standpoint, from a play caller standpoint, from a personnel standpoint. The defense, man, let me organize those thoughts in the back of my head. What I do want to say positive-wise, we have had a wonderful time here in Houston. We had over 800 people at our invasion last night with Frank Gore, which was incredible. Everybody had a wonderful time. Shout out to the Houston Faithful chapter. Ruben, amazing. Today at the tailgate, we had over 650. It was just wonderful. The city's been awesome. The parties have been great. I'm very thankful. Now, next week, we're going to be on the other coast. We're going to be all the way out on the East Coast. So I fly home in the morning. We're going to do all of our regular slated programs. And then I fly out Friday to go get ready for New York. We're going to be out in Jersey, baby. We're going to be at the Ainsworth on Saturday. So come join us. And then we've got our tailgate set up in New York, which is going to be great. We're going to be over in MetLife Lot J. Get your tickets on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush or go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. That'll take you there. Or look at the link in the description of the video. Click there. Come party with us. Every road team this year, we will be there hosting events, creating spaces for the community and the faithful to grow together. You travel by yourself, come join us. Come join us. You're with us. You're not by yourself. We'll have a great time. Now, I do want to talk about two players, really three players in the secondary that are just getting on my damn nerves. Jair Brown made some positive plays late. Actually showed some hustle and grit and got involved tackling. Had several missed tackles. One of, you know, that very first drive, you would have been able to get him off the field and they would have punted. He had the huge missed tackle on third down, free first down. After that missed tackle, they get a field goal. You take 3 points off this score, you know, it's a one possession game to win the game late. Probably wouldn't have mattered, but that was bad. Got burnt twice in coverage. Like, if you're a coverage guy and you get toasted continuously, like, I have no clue how he has not been benched. Like, he's in that loyalty program for Shanahan and all these guys, like, where it's just doesn't matter how bad Jair Brown plays, he just gets to keep playing. Upton Stout. Dude, Upton Stout's not good yet. There's a lot of things I like about Upton Stout. He's just not good yet. When 20 is out there, every single team attacked him. He gets injured. Chase Lucas comes in for a drive. They stop attacking the nickel. Then Upton Stout gets cleared, comes back in. They go right back to attacking the nickel in the run and pass game. It's bad. Renardo Green, that dude is just playing so over the top and giving 10-yard cushions on every single route. Like, whenever they target Renardo Green, he's not even in the frame. He's not even close to being able to make a play. Like, it's just bad. Now, the pass rush, that I get it. You don't have pass rushes. Four out of five of your defensive ends are out. You're blitzing. And again, Jair Brown, you bring a safety blitz, he comes scot-free, unblocked, untouched. Backside of C.J. Stroud, doesn't even touch him. Couldn't even get him in flag football. 20-plus yard rush, like, on third down. Like, just, you've got to be able to make plays when it is schemed up. And the offense schemed up some plays. The defense schemed up some plays. The personnel ruined it, whether that was Jair Brown, Upton Stout. Like, on one of Upton Stout's plays, it was third and seven. He tackles the wide receiver. Doesn't play any technique. Bear hugs him, holds on to him for about 8 yards, and gets flagged. And like, why did I get flagged? Worst technique I've ever seen from a corner ever. And then was appalled. Why was I flagged? Free first down. Can't do that. Offense, Juwan Jennings catching the freaking ball. Like, the scheme, the plays, all those things weren't perfect. But when they were perfect, the players got in the way. And when the plays, you know, the players are doing their job, the scheme or the play call's bad. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Niners lose. We're going to get together. We're going to talk about it Wednesday. This was a rough one. Very winnable game. Good news, and I said this earlier in the week, if you had to drop a game this year, losing to the AFC, now you've lost two games to the AFC. You still have a perfect divisional record. You still have a damn near perfect conference record. You lose games, you want them to be cross-conference. Niners have done that, I guess. So the tiebreakers, all that stuff there, you're 5-3. You're in a perfect space. This schedule, it stays easy. You're going to be able to do what you need to do. So that's going to do it for us here in Houston. I got to go wrap up the tailgate, start packing and cleaning up. But Niners lose. It got dominated by a bad football team. Frustrating, but not the end of the season. Still a lot of things. We get our quarterback back. We get our wide receiver back, some more consistency. We'll see how it goes. You guys are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.